now dance and sing around the ring. Live in love and union. Dance and sing around the ring. Live in sweet communion.
Welcome inside the meeting house. Sit on one of the benches along the wall. Soak up the plainness and the simplicity of this room. While this particular meeting house has been preserved and moved from Shirley, Massachusetts, it strongly resembles the original that was here. Most, if not all, of the 11 early Shaker meeting houses in the eastern villages were designed by Brother Moses Johnson. The Hancock Shakers met for Sunday worship in their meeting house until the end of the 1800s. Men lined up at the east door, women likewise at the west. They would enter in a designated order and sit on the benches for silence and silent prayer. A singer might start up a song or two. An elder or eldress might be moved to offer a meditation or thought about spiritual life. Others might do the same. Eventually, the singing would quicken. Benches were pushed aside and orderly dancing began. Brethren and boys faced the sisters and girls. Singing and rhythmic stepping accompanied the set movements. It's from this practice of vigorous dancing in worship that the United Society of Believers in Christ's Second Appearing got the initially unkind name of Shaking Quakers or Shakers. This is what journalists, writers, and the curious came to see and comment on.
This sect is, in general, misunderstood. People consider its dancing mode of worship to be the main principle, when in fact, that might just as well be a way, though I, for my part, would willingly retain it for its symbolic meaning. Frederica Bremer, 1853.
The principles that we've been thinking about on this tour all stem from Shaker beliefs. They were Christians who studied and discussed the Bible. They believed that they were striving to live in God's new heaven and earth, and that Mother Ann Lee was the second coming of Christ. Humility to live in community, perfection in work, good stewardship of the earth, these were all part of everyday life for them. Honesty, peaceful living, social justice, celibacy, and equality were all to be lived as if eternity had already arrived. For the most part, the Shakers were ordinary people who made choices every day to live these principles. It was not easy. Living their beliefs was a daily balancing act. Some Shakers were somewhat successful in this quest, and some were not. Some left the Shaker life for the world beyond the community.
As with the Quakers, they wish their own religious government to be considered more as a theocracy than a democracy. Such is the favorable opinion of them that the legislature of New York have by law exempted them from all military duty and from any fine or tax in lieu thereof. W.S. Warder, 1818.
Listen to more on A House for Worship by pressing the yellow button. For a message about Shaker worshipers and curious visitors, press the green button. As you make your way back to the south side of Route 20, please take care and cross at the marked walk at the gate. It's between the ministry shop and the horse barn. You'll be crossing over to the Brethren's shop.